of Hazara students who were taken on this September 30th of this year and wounded around over 100 students. And I should mention that this is not the first attack, unfortunately. In fact, the same education center was attacked in 2018, which killed the students, over 100 students. And they were, the idea was the same, because they were preparing to get to take the university entrance exam, which would lead them to go to university. And because of the current situation, we know that's not an option for them. But they were not killed because they were students. They were killed because they were students, and most importantly, because they were Hazara. And the attack took place at the Dasht-e-Barchi, which is in Kabul, west of Kabul, which is a Hazara-dominated group, area, I mean. Yeah, so we are also here to remember the victims and the survivors of Hazara genocide, who are here with us, and some of us are not here with us because of the genocide that happened. And we are also here to remember the number of Hazara people who have been displaced both internally and externally because of this genocide. And we are also here to remember the 15 Hazara refugees who committed suicide in Indonesia because of what's happening and because of the lives that they have there and the lack of access to education, to basic human rights. So as you listen to the rest of the program, I want you to think about every Hazara lives that have been taken simply because they were Hazara and simply because they were in Afghanistan and because they were killed for who they are and they were not accepted. And I wish it was a part of history. It's not, sadly. It still happens today as we are gathering today. And I also like to draw your attention to the pictures that are here. These are the victims that have been killed on September 38th. So I will pass the mic to Sahar, who is the MC for today. And thank you so much for coming.